This is Wade Ransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal Appeals Court has vacated the corruption conviction of former New York Assembly Speaker Sidney Sheldon based on Supreme Court's ruling in an earlier case on a Virginia governor. To substantiate corruption charges, prosecutors must now prove that the person suspected of wrongdoing performed an official act in exchange for some benefit. In a Virginia case, the Supreme Court said that official act must involve a formal exercise of governmental power and must also be something specific, effectively raising the bar on what constitutes corruption. Chinese dissident and democracy advocate Liu has died in custody. Liu had been in prison since late 2008 for his role in drafting and promoting a manifesto calling for peaceful political change. Censors have scrubbed any mention of him from China's media and internet since, and while his 2010 Nobel brought Liu international acclaim, he is virtually unknown in his own country. China's government described Liu as a criminal and said international calls for his release amounted to interference in the country's judicial affairs. Ivanka Trump's clothing and fashion company still has no immediate plans to follow the emerging industry trend of publishing the names and locations of factories that produce her goods. It declined to provide a list of the facilities. Nevada's Republican Governor Brian Sandoval endorsed emergency measures late last week designed to increase the flow of marijuana to the state's 47 licensed retail outlets, some of which have had lines out the door since legal pot was made available at dispensaries in July. As fears of a marijuana shortage mounted, regulators announced they would issue the first two marijuana distribution licenses. In a decisive blow to Hong Kong's democracy movement, a local court removed four pro-democracy legislators after Beijing intervened in the city's independent legal system. The ruling means the democracy advocates in the semi-autonomous city's legislature will no longer have enough votes to block legislation from their pro-Beijing counterparts. A judge ordered a retrial in the case of a Code Pink activist who was arrested after she laughed during Jeff Sessions' confirmation hearing for attorney general, officials said. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.